So putting a full-blown musical on a small stage for a small house, it's a little more intimate, which is really cool.
Folks at home, do you have a business, small or otherwise, that isn't pulling in traffic the way you want it to? Well, it might be because they don't have something to remember you by. And that's why today, we are sponsored by Graphic Details, Inc., signs and displays. They will print out your banners, they'll cut vinyl, they'll do window graphics for the company cars. We're talking business cards, banner stands, LCD displays, tabletop displays, logos, all in full living color. Again, that is Graphic Details, Inc. here in Chino, California. Thank you so much.
The lights are on, the curtain's up. This is Steps to the Stage. Hello and welcome to Steps to the Stage, the community theater podcast where we talk to you with the community theater professionals you know and love. I'm your host, Colin Pinedo, and today we have our good friend Cameron. Cameron, welcome back.
Hello.
Why don't you introduce yourself a little bit, tell us about your story.
Yeah, my name is Cameron Harris. I am a director, technical director, kind of do a little bit of everything around the theater. This is my third show directing here. Second or third?
Okay.
I don't know. So I'm very excited to be back and getting to do a musical this time.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
What other shows have you done with CCT?
I did The Complete History of America, Bridge.
Oh, yes.
The,
okay.
The Three on the
okay.
Edge series.
Heard about that.
And then they called me back in to do Hollywood Abridge, which was written by the same guys, mm-hmm. but it was part of the regular season. So
yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. What's it like switching to doing a musical?
I normally do musicals.
Okay. Okay.
So it's nothing new there, mm-hmm. but it's new doing it here. It's a lot smaller space than I'm used to working in. Mm-hmm. So putting a full blown musical on a small stage for a small house, it's a little more intimate, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But it's a little new to me trying to condense everything and make it all work. But
okay.
I think we're doing a good job and we're having fun.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. I hear you did stuff at Rialto.
Yeah. So the Rialto Community Players are my home theater.
Okay.
I'm on the board of directors. I've been there since 2012. I do the summer musicals over there. Sometimes I jump on stage. I do the lighting over there. I'm the lighting guy. And I've done a couple straight plays there as well. So, little, jack of all trades kind of
thing. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess I could ask you the reverse question then of what was it like doing two plays instead of your usual musical fare?
I feel like it's a different game for mm-hmm. sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little easier. But then mm-hmm. in the same time, it's a little harder because mm-hmm. you're the only one. With musicals, I have a choreographer who has another set of eyes. Mm-hmm. I have a stage manager that's more hands-on. I have a music director. So I have all these kind of like chefs in the kitchen in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. But when you do a play, you're kind of like by yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
It's still fun though.
Yeah. I do like plays. I try to do – I always tell – My peers and everything, that you need to do more plays. You need to get more into the text because it's especially like with like an acting perspective, mm-hmm. it really
exactly.
helps you. Yeah, dive into the text,
yeah,
into
see,
the piece more.
With musicals, it's a little harder to dive into mm-hmm. the character analysis and all the deep backgrounds, unless that's what the story calls for.
Mm-hmm.
When plays, you have a little more time in the rehearsal process mm-hmm. that you can sit down, you can do table study and character analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a different ballgame, but both are so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we say talking about deep diving into character as mm-hmm. we talk about Elf the musical.
Oh, yes. Elf the musical.
Yes. Would you mind giving a brief summary of the story of Elf for those who miraculously have never
heard seen the movie or read anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Elf is about – it's about a boy a baby who crawled into Santa's sack one night when he was delivering toys to an orphanage. And Santa mistakenly took this child back to the North Pole. And he didn't know what to do with him, but the elves took him in, raised him as one of their own. And Buddy the Elf thought that he was one of the elves the entire time. But, you know, being the outcast and things are not going his way, Santa sits him down and says, "You have a dad. And it's not me or a father elf. So you need to go meet him. Mm-hmm. You need to learn how to be a human." And Buddy the Elf, fish out of water, goes mm-hmm. to New York and tries to meet his dad.
Yeah.
And dad is a very Scrooge-like character who's not into Christmas, which is completely opposite of what Buddy is, mm-hmm. who also the dad has a wife and a kid. And basically, Buddy the Elf comes and lands on his doorstep, says, "Hi, I'm your son," and chaos ensues mm-hmm. after that.
So what brought you to the show? What sort of drew you to wanting to take on this story?
First of all, the movie, everyone, you know, is one of the best Christmas movies of all time, arguably. It's my mom's favorite. So, you know, that's one reason I took on the project.
Yeah.
But Jon Favreau, the director of the movie, is one of the best directors, in my opinion. Shaped the Marvel universe, now is shaping the Star Wars universe. And he's just what he did to Elf and how he shaped Christmas movies in the new century, not, you know, like Irving Berlin type movies. Decided to change things and created this wonderful story with beautiful music. And then it turned into a musical. And as soon as that happened, I was like, come on, you know, all these movies that are getting turned into musicals, like, let's come up with some fresh ideas. But this show is actually a fresh take on what the movie was. Our character, Buddy the Elf, is written differently than what Will Ferrell gave. He's – the lines are still there. The funny moments, like, Santa, I know him, and you smell like bean and cheese. Like, those are my favorite lines. Those are still in the show, but Buddy's character is a little different. And it's a lot of fun trying to incorporate some Will Ferrell, but make it our own.
Yeah. Would you mind talking about that more, about sort of – we had a discussion earlier about some of the main sort of the differences between, because it's such a well-known, well-loved
everyone
movie.
Knows it. Yeah, everyone can quote it.
Yes, everyone knows every piece of it. So, talk about how you're making it your own with this version.
I guess our costumes are definitely a little different. So, you know, we try to incorporate Buddy's costume, but we get to make our own take on it. You know, the thing with the movie is there's 500 different scenes. Locations. This show has also 500 different locations. So you got to try and make a set that, you know, can incorporate all of those. Some of Buddy's mannerisms are a little different. Just the way he does things, the way he says things, the way he expresses himself. So trying to play up on those a little bit more, but still trying to make sure that we incorporate what Will Ferrell brought to the table, what Jon Favreau brought to the table, that, you know, the audience will enjoy, the audience knows. And then our actor, Luke, who plays Buddy, he's definitely not Will Ferrell. So it's it's a lot of fun seeing his take on things and how he what he brings to the character.
Yeah. What's it like working with Luke and everybody else to bring this to life?
Luke is an absolute dream. He's so talented. He can sing very well. He's been in this theater a lot. He can sing very well. He's a great dancer, great spirits. And I think the great spirit is the thing that Buddy needs. And I think he brings that to the table. The rest of the cast, super talented. Led all my leads. They're great singers, great dancers. They're having a great time. They care for one another. So it's like bringing the Christmas spirit on stage, but off stage as well.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Would you say that you have the Christmas spirit?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
With my busy schedule and everything and everything that's going on, it's hard to like focus on those things. But, you know, once we get to rehearsal, once we leave the outside world outside, push play on the tracks, go for it. Definitely the jingle bells come in.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. So I was going to, ask, you have a specific love of Christmas or New York City or?
First of all, New York is my absolute favorite. I love Broadway. I mean, my honeymoon, we spent 6 days in New York and saw some Broadway shows.
That sounds wonderful.
You know, it was amazing. So I love New York. I have a different appreciation for it than some other people. But the Christmas spirit, it used to not be my favorite holiday, but then I had kids, and the spirit of Christmas with them and their love for Santa, it just now it's probably my favorite holiday. Cooking for the family, having everyone over, enjoying presents and everyone's company. Yeah, it's probably my favorite holiday.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
What has the rehearsal process been like in other aspects? What is it like, especially with a show of this scale, to work with the choreo and the music and having to –
so it's been a huge, huge team effort and a process. Amanda Nicole, who is my choreographer, is one of my good friends. We communicate very well. Communication is key to a successful rehearsal process and a successful show. And her and I talk very well. Her staging with the choreography, what I can bring to the table, what I can add, what I can change, make it our own. We collaborate very, very well. So we're able to put a nice visually appealing product on the stage. Now, we have 27 actors in this show, which is a lot of people for the very small stage. So it's been a little tough incorporating, making sure everyone gets good stage time and has a good time doing it and is safe mm-hmm. on stage because we have platforms everywhere and, you know, one wrong step could be a broken or twisted ankle. Mm-hmm. So we're making sure we're very careful with that. But talking to her, working with her has been a pleasure. Just being the collaborative effort that we've had together, mm-hmm. it's going to be a great show. She sees things visually that I can't. And then when I can see things, she's like, oh, that's a great idea. And working together, it's great.
Yeah. Would you mind talking about the music in the show? Because I'm actually not very familiar with
the music is 100% what drew me into the show.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm not a huge fan of, you know, movies turning into musicals. Mm-hmm. The music is just, it lifts your spirits. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. The harmonies are fantastic. The chorus numbers are great. There's actually only two real solos in the show. Hmm. One sung by Buddy, but everyone else is on stage mm-hmm. at the same time. And the other one, there's only one literal moment, like a ballad. There's only one ballad. Everything else is group numbers, dance numbers, tap numbers, mm-hmm. office numbers where people are pretending to work, but they're not, like just trying to be at their desks and working. Like it's a huge show. The music is just so beautiful. They've changed a couple songs from the original Broadway show.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool, but just keeping it fresh with the times and fresh and up to date. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the music in this show.
Yeah. How else would you say that this story has sort of changed from the journey from stage to or screen to stage? More.
Couple characters are different. Okay. I don't want to give too much
away.
Okay, well,
yeah.
A couple characters are different. One glaring storyline moment is different. Okay. Peter Dinklage, who is the big boss in the movie, that character is not in the show. The mm-hmm. character kind of is, mm-hmm. but
not
they don't
not handled the same way. It's
exactly.
Handled
in they
the
don't
film.
They don't talk about
yes
different things. Instead, they. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give it away. Instead, they're looking for a new story.
I see.
And to find the story, they finally get their hands on this new story. And Buddy's hijinks take the story to a new level to make Walter upset and things like that. So I can't reveal too much.
Okay.
It's a little different, but it still has the same spirit of Buddy the Elf.
I guess everyone will just have to come and see to
find
out.
See it. Gotta come see what happens. It's definitely an aha, like, shocker moment. Like, when I was reading the script for the first time, because I know the movie well, mm-hmm. I was like, well, this is different. Oh, my gosh. No. What did he do that for? It's a shocker
Very
moment.
Exciting. Hey, would you mind talking about the set?
Oh, the set.
Production?
Yeah. So, like I said, there's 100 different settings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, we have to use projections in a way, mm-hmm. which I've gotten very creative with that. And I've been talking to my projection designer. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic, willing and open and loves ideas. So I gave her a challenge and she mm-hmm. has come to the table, ready to go. And she's making it work and it's looking great. It's not your average square rectangle projection surface. It's mm-hmm. going to be a little Christmas twist. So you'll have to see that.
Okay.
But then again, with all the settings is, I just did some platforms in a nice, weird, different kind of way.
Okay.
That I can use for different locations or different levels for actors. Mm-hmm. And we have a bunch of kids in the show. So get them up on the platform so they can, be seen.
Mm-hmm. What's it like working with the kids?
Oh, it's been a blast. Program. The kids, it's a different game for mm-hmm. sure, because I'm used to working with adults and, you know, the parents are all lovely. They're willing to help and they're ready to go and they're so helpful. It's been fun. The kids, like I said, it's a different type of game. It's a different making sure that their safety is the number one priority mm-hmm. or they go home early because they have to get up for school the next morning. Mm-hmm. So making sure all that happens, but then making sure everyone's time is spent. Mm-hmm. Productively, mm-hmm. making sure that we can get all the kids' stuff in, get them out of here, and then work on the adult stuff. So it's been a blast. The kids are so sweet. They're so talented. Yeah. Oh my gosh! Like some of the kids, they did their auditions. Mm-hmm. I cast them in these little roles. They sung and they acted for the first time, and it's mm-hmm. so funny because you know the kids have to be the kids are the elves, so they start the show. The very first number mm-hmm. in the show. Is the kids just dancing their butts off and singing their butts off with Santa Claus. It's adorable.
If you need insurance, Vince will work for you. Vince Polito is a local farmer's insurance agent who wants to help you out. Auto, home, renters, and more, open 8 to 5 on all weekdays. Over 35 years experience and licensed in 4 states. Call now.
You mentioned working with projections earlier. Who's the projection?
So Sage, she's on the publicity team here, and she's doing my projections. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because I wasn't really planning on projections. I'm not like a projection guy. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, how do I do 100 different locations? Mm-hmm. and, you know, with just minimal furniture because we have so many people on stage. Mm-hmm. So she was like, yeah, I do this, 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 and this. And I was like, wait, you do projections? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, hey, best friend. And then so I started talking to her, gave her the scene mm-hmm. locations, kind of told her my idea, what I wanted. And that's kind of like representational mm-hmm. projections. It's not like in Central Park okay. with like all the Central Park beings. It's no, it's kind of – it's scaled down.
Okay.
It's supposed to represent.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So yeah. And she's like, this is really cool. So yeah. She's having fun with it.
Yeah. Well, because the movies, like, yeah, like you said, all over the yeah. place. Yeah.
Yeah. You start in Santa's workshop mm-hmm. and then you go yeah. through the North Pole mm-hmm. and into New York yeah, and Macy's yeah. and Central Park. Yeah. There's mm-hmm. so many different settings. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was at the season reveal mm-hmm. last night for oh, CCT. Cool. Yeah, yeah. Would you – so why don't we talk about your little
the
preview
scene
that
we did?
Yes, the little scene that you did. The little
yeah, so I was song and everything. We did a scene last year for the reveal. We
yes.
did the fake Santa Clauses mm-hmm. Scene where they're all dancing and having a good time. And I was like, that was it's such a funny scene. But I was like, we need to do something different. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to show off our strengths. And Luke, who plays Buddy, is definitely one of our strengths. And that's his solo in mm-hmm. the show. And so I wanted to get him up there and see it, show off his talents. Mm-hmm. But then I still wanted to use my ensemble as well, because, you know, they deserve it. They've been working hard mm-hmm. and they can show off their stuff. It's kind of like a progress report and see mm-hmm. where we are. So, yeah, I talked to the choreographer mm-hmm. and we chose that song and I heard it. I wasn't here because I was at another mm-hmm. show that I was working, but I heard it went well and yeah. they had a good time. The yeah. actors loved it and mm-hmm. the audience loved it too.
Yeah, it so. Was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fantastic. I really appreciated how, even without like a set or anything, it still very much felt like
you're there.
Yeah, it felt like New York. It felt like a very
yeah, just like wait till we get the, like the lights and, you know, the full sound system going and yeah. the set. They're working on the set right now, so yeah it's
yeah.
Hopefully it comes out and portrays yeah. my vision.
Sounds very, very exciting.
Yeah,
yeah. Anything else you would like to talk about or add? Or?
I just want to say, you know, working at Chino, it's had its struggles with the size of the stage mm-hmm. and all that. And, you know, it's not my home theater, so it's kind of like my own fish out of water, mm-hmm. like Buddy is. But because of the teamwork here, because of the staff here, because of my team, my music director, Roxanne, my choreographer, Amanda, my stage manager, Tiffany, and the entire cast, my wife's doing the costume, so she's been a lot of help in keeping me grounded. Mm-hmm. But it's just the whole team effort and the teamwork that we've all put into this production is making it very enjoyable. Like I said, it brings the Christmas spirit with, you know, it's like these are all my friends, but it's mm-hmm. now it's a family mm-hmm. and coming to the dinner table at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And the dinner table's, you know, December 1st when the lights go up for the very first time.
Yeah. Well, you heard it right now. December 1st, opening night.
December 1st, Friday night, opening night. Yeah, it's going to be good.
CCT.com?
I think it's 7th Street Theater.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's where it is. It's all over Facebook,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, we'll put it in.
Yeah.
Well, Cameron, thank you so much for sitting down and talking to us today.
It's been a blast. Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Of course. It was lovely talking to you.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you guys, too. This is really cool.
Yeah, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you need high-quality headshots or other professional photo work done, visit Xochi Neri Photography at fb.me/xnerifotos.
Thanks for listening to Steps to the Stage, and now it's time for the curtain call.